This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So, for decades, building a business on the internet was honestly a lot like buying the biggest, brightest billboard on a massive, bustling highway.
Right, yeah. Location, location, location.
Exactly. You found the busiest stretch of road. You optimized that billboard, which, you know, was basically your Google ranking. And as long as it was positioned high enough above the competition, the traffic just rolled in.
It was a very predictable equation. I mean, you buy the digital real estate, you get the eyeballs, and you get the customers.
Yeah. And you controlled that visibility by playing by a very specific set of rules.
Totally. You knew exactly what the search engines wanted.
But imagine if, like almost overnight, half the drivers on that highway simply closed their eyes, let go of the steering wheel, and just ask their car's dashboard to take them directly to the store.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Right. They aren't looking out the window at your billboard anymore. They're just talking to an AI assistant. And suddenly, that really expensive, massive highway billboard you spent years building is just completely invisible.
It's terrifying for businesses. I mean, it is a totally new frontier for how we navigate information. We are basically looking at a fundamental shift in the modern digital landscape of 2026.
Which is exactly what we are exploring today. Welcome to the deep dive, by the way. Our mission today is to figure out what happens when the rules of the internet change overnight.
And we have some incredible source material for this.
I really do. We are unpacking an article titled Google versus ChatGPT Results, Dual Platform Visibility. And it's by Joe Medico, who is the Director of Client Services at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
It's a fantastic piece. Really eye-opening.
Okay, let's unpack this because the article sets up this core dilemma that is honestly giving marketing teams and CEOs absolute nightmares right now.
Oh, for sure.
Like, why might a business be completely dominating on Google yet remain entirely invisible when someone asks an AI assistant the exact same question?
Yeah, so Double Dome actually refers to this phenomenon as the AI slump.
Mm.
And to really understand the panic this is causing, you have to look at the traditional investment in digital real estate.
Right, because it's not cheap.
Exactly. Businesses have spent the last 20 years pouring immense resources into search engine optimization.
I mean, let's put you, the listener, right in the middle of this. Imagine you run like a massive commercial roofing company.
Okay, great example.
You have spent years and likely hundreds of thousands of dollars in agency retainers optimizing your website, right? You search for your most lucrative industry term on Google, say, best commercial flat roof replacement, and boom, there you are.
Right at the top.
Number one. Above the fold, you are the undisputed king of the blue links.
And for a long time, that placement basically guaranteed a massive influx of revenue. I mean, the math was simple. You rank higher, you get more clicks, you sign more contracts.
But the AI slump just disrupts that entire equation because today, a facility manager at a warehouse doesn't necessarily type that query into Google.
No, they don't. They're on the go.
Right. They pull out their phone and ask ChatGPT or Google Gemini, hey, who is the most qualified commercial roofer in this area to replace a 50,000 square foot TPO flat roof? Crickets.
Literally nothing. Your business? The number one result on Google is nowhere to be found in the AI's response.
Yeah, and what often happens instead is the AI actively recommends a competitor who ranks on, like, page 3 of Google.
Which is crazy.
It is. Or, honestly, even worse for your bottom line, it provides this generic, synthesized, step-by-step guide on how the facility manager can evaluate roofing materials themselves.
Oh, so it just completely bypasses the need for a specific brand recommendation altogether.
Exactly. It answers the question so thoroughly that the user didn't even need to look for a company yet.
I mean, that is a direct existential threat to a company's return on investment. Being at the top of a list of blue links simply doesn't matter if an AI bot intercepts the customer and just, you know, answers their question before they ever have a chance to click on your website.
The customer journey just ends before it even reaches your digital front door.
It's wild. What's fascinating here is that we aren't just talking about another standard algorithm update. You know, for years, the digital marketing world would completely panic every time Google tweaked its formula.
Oh, yeah, like the old Panda or Penguin updates. People lost their minds.
Right, but the game was always essentially the same. You just had to adjust your keyword density or tweak your backlink strategy a bit.
Just minor adjustments.
But what we are seeing in 2026 is a fundamental divergence in visibility itself. The rules of the game are no longer aligned across platforms. You're winning on one platform and losing on the other.
Okay, wait, I'm stuck on something here. if Google, which is essentially, you know, the backbone of the internet and the whole architect of how we value web pages, if it thinks you are the absolute best, most relevant answer out there, why doesn't that supremacy automatically translate into AI dominance?
It seems like it should, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't an AI model just look at Google's homework and say, well, they think this roofing company is the best, so I guess I'll recommend them too?
That's the logical assumption. But to answer that, we really have to look at the fundamentally different objectives of a traditional search engine versus a generative AI model.
Okay, so they're playing different games.
Completely different tasks. Joe Medico breaks this down brilliantly in the article by comparing Google to a librarian and ChatGPT or Gemini to a researcher.
Oh, I love that. Let's pull that apart, the Google librarian model.
Yeah, so Google, as the librarian, has a primary user objective. Its job is to allow you to browse and to help you find a destination.
Right.
Think about it. When you walk into a physical library and ask a complex question, the librarian doesn't usually sit you down, synthesize 30 sources, and give you a lecture on the topic.
No, they'd never have the time for that.
Right. They walk you over to a specific shelf, point, and say, here is a list of books that likely contain the answer you are looking for.
Basically, they give you a list of options. Here are 10 blue links. Go read them and figure it out yourself.
Exactly. And the logic engine powering that librarian relies heavily on crawling, indexing, and link weight. It scours the internet, organizes the pages into massive databases, and then ranks them based on popularity metrics.
Like how many other sites link to you.
Yes, or how much time users spend on your page, whether your headers contain the exact phrases people are typing in. It rewards you for being a popular hub of information.
Which, I mean, that makes perfect sense for a browsing experience.
It does. But the AI models, like ChatGPT or Gemini, they function as the researcher.
Okay, so how is the researcher different?
Well, the AI's objective is not to show you a destination at all. Its goal is to provide a direct synthesized answer right there on the spot.
Oh, so to use the analogy, the AI researcher has already read all the books in the library.
Precisely. When you ask it a question, it doesn't point you to a shelf. It sits you down and gives you a summarized conclusion based on the aggregate of human knowledge it has already processed.
Wow. So its logic engine isn't like counting links or checking how long someone hovered over a specific image.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. It relies on pattern recognition, vector spaces, and semantic logic.
It's trying to understand the actual meaning and relationship behind the words.
Yes, rather than just matching a search string to a keyword on a page, which fundamentally changes what it values when deciding who to cite.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, because I have to push back here for a second.
Go for it.
If the AI researcher is just synthesizing the books provided by the Google librarian, wouldn't the AI still assume that Google's number one ranked book is the most reliable source?
You would think so.
I mean, why would the AI read the most popular book in the library and then choose to completely ignore it when giving its summary to the user?
And that assumption right there is exactly why so many businesses are currently plummeting into the AI slump.
Really?
Yes. They assume popularity equals authority to a machine. But a large language model doesn't care about your popularity.
It doesn't care about backlinks.
Nope. If your website perfectly answers a query, but it does so by just repeating the exact same general information found on 50 other websites, the AI has literally no reason to cite your specific brand.
Because it already knows that information. It's general knowledge at that point.
Precisely. The AI strips away the generic facts, summarizes the concept for the user, and just discards your brand name because you didn't contribute anything novel.
You were just another brick in the wall of general consensus.
Exactly. To an AI, traditional SEO metrics like backlinks and bounce rates are just completely irrelevant if the text itself doesn't offer a new data point.
Which means we need to understand the actual currency of this new landscape. Like, if AI ignores traditional popularity, what on earth does it value?
Well, according to the Double Dome article, that currency is a concept called information gain.
Information gain. Okay.
If you take one technical concept away from this deep dive, let it be information gain. To be recommended by an AI model, your content must inject net new knowledge into the digital ecosystem.
Net new, meaning it hasn't been said before.
Right. The models prioritize content that provides unique, expert data, proprietary research, or original insights that they simply cannot scrape from anywhere else on the internet.
Let's ground this with an example. Let's go back to our commercial roofing company.
Okay, let's do it.
A traditional SEO strategy would involve, you know, looking at the top 10 ranking pages for commercial roof maintenance, seeing what they all say, and then just writing a slightly longer, slightly better formatted blog post containing the exact same tips.
Ah, yes, the old skyscraper technique.
Right. You just build a slightly taller building with the exact same bricks. And for years, that worked brilliantly on Google.
It really did. But for an AI, that blog post has absolutely zero information gain.
It's just noise.
Exactly. However, imagine if that same roofing company published a proprietary study based on, say, 10 years of their own repair invoices.
Oh, okay.
And the study proves that the specific salt air in their coastal city degrades a certain type of flat roof material 20% faster than the national average.
Boom. Now you have captured the AI's attention. That is a proprietary insight. That is information gain.
Exactly. When a local warehouse manager asked the AI, hey, what is the most durable roof for a coastal facility? The AI cannot just give a generic answer.
It needs that specific data.
Right. It pulls your specific data point, and crucially, it cites your brand as the primary source of that expert knowledge. You provided something it couldn't find in the general consensus.
And the article points out that information gain has to be paired with something else, right? Something called entity trust.
Yes, because the AI needs to know that the source providing this new information is actually a legitimate business, not just, you know, random person making things up in their basement.
So this is where we look under the hood at how you actually communicate with a machine. AI models prioritize high confidence entities.
Right, they need to trust the source. And one of the most effective ways to establish that confidence is through structured data, which developers often refer to as schema.
Let's clarify schema real quick, because that definitely sounds like heavy developer jargon.
It can be intimidating, yeah.
Think of schema like putting a nutritional label on your website, but specifically designed for an AI to read.
That's a perfect way to describe it.
Right, because instead of making the AI read all the marketing copy on your homepage to try and guess what your business actually does, schema is just a standardized piece of code hidden in the background.
And it explicitly tells the machine exactly what it needs to know.
Exactly, it says. We are a commercial roofing corporation. This is our physical address. These are our certified employee credentials. And here's a link to our verified customer reviews.
It totally removes the guesswork. If you have unique insights, that information gain we talked about, and you have perfectly structured schema acting as your nutritional label, the AI categorizes you as a high confidence entity.
And what happens to the competitors?
Well, if a competitor lacks that structured data, you become the AI's preferred answer, even if that competitor ranks much higher on traditional Google searches.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we are witnessing a massive philosophical transition in digital marketing. We are moving away from a world of traffic-driven clicks and moving into a world of authority-driven recommendations.
Which is a huge adjustment.
It is. I mean, traditional SEO was basically playing keyword bingo. You just tried to match the words on your web page to the words the user typed into the search bar.
Yeah, and AI optimization is much more akin to being at a crowded dinner party.
Oh, yes. I love that. Because if you just stand there and parrot what the person next to you just said, no one is going to quote you or remember you the next day.
Nope. They'll just ignore you.
To be cited by the AI, you have to be the only person at the party with a genuinely original thought. You actually have to say something new to be recognized as an authority.
And this shift from keyword bingo to original thought has profound implications for how businesses actually operate, how they measure their success, and honestly, how they justify their marketing budgets.
Which organically brings up a very harsh reality for anyone who is actually writing the checks.
Always comes back to the budget.
Always. I mean, understanding information game and entity trust is fantastic theory, but how does this technical shift translate to actual business growth?
Right.
If original thought is the only currency AI cares about, how on earth does a business owner justify handing an agency $15,000 a month just to chase disappearing blue links?
The short answer is they can't. Not anymore. CEOs and business owners have zero patience for digital marketing fluff these days.
No one wants to hear about impressions.
Exactly. They don't want to sit in a boardroom and hear an agency talk about minor tweaks to Google's layout. A significant financial investment needs to buy actual customers, not just a spike in website traffic that entirely fails to convert.
Yeah, according to Joe Medico's piece, the mandate for businesses right now is to stop renting their growth and start owning their market authority.
Renting versus owning, it's a crucial distinction.
Because when you rely solely on traditional tactics or paid ads, you are constantly renting space at the top of the search results. The second you stop paying that rent, your visibility vanishes.
Poof. Gone. When you build genuine market authority by consistently injecting information gain into your industry and establishing airtight entity trust, you are building a permanent asset.
Something you actually own.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are constructing a system that works while you sleep because the machines themselves begin to recognize you as the definitive industry leader.
And owning that market authority naturally eliminates a staggering amount of wasted spend. I mean, you start paying for bot clicks or low-intent traffic where someone, you know, accidentally clicks a link, realizes it's the wrong page, and bounces away 2 seconds later.
The AI is essentially doing the filtering for you at that point. It is only serving your brand to the user if your proprietary insight directly answers their highly specific context-heavy question.
So the traffic you do receive or the brand awareness you generate through that citation is just infinitely more qualified.
Exactly. This means the traditional CEO dashboard, the one every company has used for two decades that highlights impressions and clicks in big, bold numbers, is just fundamentally obsolete.
It's a relic.
The new metrics of success have to evolve. Businesses need to measure dual-platform visibility and citation share.
Citation share, that's a great term.
It's no longer just about whether you rank on page one. It's about asking, what percentage of AI responses in our industry are actively citing our brand as the definitive source?
Wow.
This raises an important question about how businesses are allocating their resources today. Are they dumping money into a strategy that only works for the internet of 2020? Or are they building an intellectual asset that the generative AI machines of 2026 actually recognize, respect, and recommend?
You know, I can hear the listener thinking right now, just connecting the dots on everything we've discussed.
What are they thinking?
Well, if AI is the undeniable future, and nobody is clicking traditional blue links anymore because the AI researcher answers the question first, shouldn't a business just abandon traditional Google SEO entirely?
Ah, the big question.
Right. Like, why not take that entire marketing budget and focus 100% on ChatGPT and Gemini optimization?
It is a very logical leap to make, honestly. But the Double Dome article addresses this directly in their FAQ section. And the answer is a definitive no. You cannot abandon Google.
Really? Why not? If the AI answers the question instantly, isn't the librarian totally obsolete?
Because human behavior isn't monolithic. Even in 2026, Google still drives massive amounts of transactional traffic. We really have to remember the difference between user intents.
User intents. Okay, break that down.
When someone is in browse mode, traditional search is still vastly superior. Think about it. If a user wants to compare pricing across 5 different e-commerce sites, or they want to scroll through a visual gallery of a contractor's past work,
they don't want to synthesize paragraph for that.
Exactly. They don't want a paragraph from an AI. They want the librarian to point them to the shelves so they can look at all the visual options themselves.
I see the distinction. So if I want to know how a roof is installed, I ask the AI. But if I want to see pictures of roofs you've installed and compare prices, I use Google.
Exactly. SEO is absolutely essential still. But, and this is the crucial distinction for businesses today, it is no longer enough on its own.
It's only half the puzzle.
Right. If you only have traditional SEO, you capture the browsers, but you completely lose the rapidly expanding segment of users who want direct, synthesized answers and will literally never click a link. You cannot afford to choose one platform over the other.
So what does this all mean? It means for you, the listener, whether you are directing a marketing team, scaling a startup, or just trying to navigate how information flows today, the ultimate objective is dual platform visibility.
You need both.
It is a synchronized strategy. You must optimize your site to rank as a destination on traditional search engines to satisfy the librarian. But simultaneously, you must ensure your proprietary data is structured so clearly that it is cited as a primary source by the AI researcher. You have to be the obvious choice, whether a prospect types a query into a search bar or talks into their dashboard while driving on the highway.
It requires a fundamental shift in how we create content. Mm-hmm. We can't just recycle the same 10 facts anymore, hoping to rank. We have to contribute real knowledge.
We have to say something new.
But you know, this entire discussion about information gain actually highlights a rather unsettling paradox that I've been thinking about.
Oh, what do you?
Well, we just established that AI models demand unique, proprietary data to cite you, right? They need original human thought to function properly.
Yeah, the information game.
But as businesses realize this requirement, they're increasingly utilizing advanced AI writing tools to churn out this so-called original content at massive scale, solely to satisfy the AI's algorithm and gain that valuable citation share.
Oh.
Yeah. So the final thought I want you to mull over is this. If AI models require original data to learn, and we are using AI to generate that data just to feed it back into the models,
we're just creating a loop.
Are we rapidly approaching a future where the vast majority of internet content is written entirely by machines for machines to read, leaving human readers completely out of the loop?
Wow. That is a genuinely terrifying thought to end on. I'm going to be thinking about that all day. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.